John, how's it going, my friend?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm happy to talk to you. There's, of course, a big WWE show coming to Evansville this coming Saturday. I want to let people know that at the end of the interview here with John Morrison, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to that show. Are you excited to be coming to Evansville this weekend?
Absolutely. I'm fired up. This is the road to WrestleMania, one of the happiest times of the year. Evansville is going to be great. We got all the greatest superstars in history of sports entertainment. Especially, we've got myself, John Morrison, and Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler is going to get some much-needed payback for tagging in his Matt Cowell, a business associate or whatever they are, Vicky Guerrero.
Uh-huh.
And for me to lose to Vicky Guerrero this past Monday on Raw.
Is that who you got on Saturday? Are you going to be wrestling Dolph?
Yeah, it's me versus Dolph Ziggler. The other matches on the card are John Cena versus CM Punk.
Oh, wow.
And Randy Orton versus The Miz.
Should be good matches, too.
Miz is the 2 out of 3 falls count match. And CM Punk versus John Cena is a fan's choice tables or submission match.
I am definitely pulling for a tables match in that one, just to let people know. I will be there on Saturday with you guys. I'm excited to see you guys fight. I heard Dolph on one of our sister country stations. He was talking a lot of smack on you yesterday, man. Do you want to respond to that at all?
Yeah. Dolph talking. Oh, surprise. Well, I think sometimes the tan that he sprays on his face soaks into his brain and obscures his thought process.
That
obviously,
could be.
Look who he's hanging out with. He's hanging out with Vicky Guerrero. Like, I know they're business associates, and it sucks to get pinned by Vicky Guerrero, but at least I can say that only happened to me once. Much better than having to wake up every morning next to that cow.
That's true. I imagine that you have never woken up with a woman that looks anything like Vicky Guerrero in bed with you.
Absolutely not. Well, not recently, anyway. Everybody's had one or two of those. Come on.
Back in the OVW days?
Oh, yeah. Actually, back in the OVW days, I was with Melina, and as I am to this day.
Oh, you know what? That's
so,
true.
That's head and shoulders above what Dolph's working with.
Are you guys still together?
Yeah. And she's actually going to be in Evansville. She's getting a shot at the Divas Championship. It's going to be Melina versus Eve Torres.
A much-deserved shot. I enjoy watching Melina. I enjoy watching you. I've always been a wrestling fan since I was 11 years old. And I got to tell you that you're one of my all-time favorites of the current product. I think that you're at the very top of the heap. There's a lot of guys that every single week they'll be fun to watch wrestle. You, Daniel Bryan, I think is a great talent. I like watching The Miz. I like CM Punk. I like Randy Orton. But I think that of all that talent, man, you deliver week in and week out on a level above all those guys.
Thank you very much. It's cool to hear you say that because a lot of the guys you pointed out are the up-and-comers.
Right.
And I feel the same way about Daniel Bryan, Punk, Miz, Orton. All those guys are at the top of their game but still improving. And everybody you just said has a ton of potential.
You know, speaking about up-and-comers,
and I noticed that you did not say Dolph Ziggler.
No, I mean, Dolph is...
I'm just playing with Dolph.
he's good in his own way.
He's probably going crazy.
He's got a great vest.
I'd go crazy if I had to have any kind of conversation with Laycool. You know what I mean? Well, I was trying to think of new nicknames for their little faction, like Laycool and Dolph Ziggler and Vicky. I'm almost dubbed them the new Spirit Squad because they're so annoying. And if you think about it, because Dolph was in the Spirit Squad, the Spirit Squad could be called the Spirit Squad 2011 with Nikki, Vicky, Whiny, and Skeletor.
Okay, speaking about Laycool and about Vicky Guerrero, you've got a big match next Sunday on pay-per-view WrestleMania. Did you ever think you'd be able to say that you'd be teaming with Snooki from the Jersey Shore?
I could honestly say I did not see this one coming.
I didn't either, to be honest with you. But, you know, I'm a fan of WWE and a fan of Jersey Shore, so this should be a pretty exciting match.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been working on my fist pump. I know Zack Ryder is pretty jealous. he's been dreaming about meeting Snooki since Jersey Shore started dating.
I think they met on Monday.
He met her.
Yeah.
I think he was hoping to work with her, though, or get a guest starring spot on Jersey Shore. It's all the kid talks about.
Yeah, you know what? I like that show a lot, too. I'm not sure I'd ever want to be on it, but it's a show that I watch that much. I can definitely see Zack Ryder getting into that.
Oh, yeah. That's him, 100%. He's not acting on TV. I agree with you, too. Jersey Shore, I think, is entertaining.
Is Zach one of your buddies, you know, behind the scenes? Is that one of you guys that you ride around with? Or who's like some of your best friends in the company right now?
A bunch of my buddies are those people. Miz, Punk, Zach, you know, all those guys. Even I was going to say Dolph and Laycool and Vicky, but it's kind of weird because they're this one clique that nobody really likes.
Right.
Like, Dolph, if you tweet something that Dolph gets really upset and Laycool gets upset and they run around backstage whining about, oh my God, how did John Morrison tweet that we don't like him?
Right.
He doesn't like us. It's like they take everything really personally and they can talk smack about everybody, but they can't take it when it's dealt to them.
That's true. I can't stand people like that, which is why I'm pulling for you this Saturday and next Sunday.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to bring back something we were just talking about. You were talking about some of the up-and-comers. I know that you got your exposure and your big launch thanks to a show called Tough Enough. And right. My understanding is that starting after WrestleMania, that is coming back to USA. Are you excited about this? Are you going to be involved in this? I know your tag partner, Trish Stratus, will be involved in this. What are your thoughts on the upcoming Tough Enough?
Ever since I was on Tough Enough 3 and they stopped doing the show, I have always made inquiries and said I thought Tough Enough was a great show.
You're
very
right.
Entertaining, such a huge opportunity, and I've been thinking they should bring it back, and now that they did, I'm really excited.
Do you see yourself being a part of the show, at least maybe as just an appearance? I know you're not going to be a coach or anything, but do you see yourself being in the show?
If they have an opportunity to appear on Tough Enough, I'll jump at it on a heartbeat.
I would think that, yeah, that's got to be like home for you. That's even where you met Melina, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, true fan. Yeah, we met on the casting episode of Tough Enough 3.
Right.
And she didn't make the show, but she wanted to into sports entertainment, and she did. She got signed in her own right and worked her way up to the top, became the Divas champion.
I would say that you've definitely become the biggest star from that franchise. A lot of the other winners and even some of the losers that went on to get contracts, you know, kind of faded away. But look, you're still tearing it up, having the best match every night. How do you feel about that?
I think some people are just passionate about what they do, and it takes a really strong work ethic to rise to the top of WWE.
That's true. Yeah, it does.
And also, it's like anything. If you want to be a rock star or an athlete or anything that involves being that talented at something, you have to work at it, and you have to work at it for a long time. Success doesn't come overnight. I mean, it's taken me, what, like 8 years now?
Right.
7 years.
I'm
trying to add a here there. But I've been working at sports entertainment for 7 years, and I'm finally feeling like I'm starting to get it and starting to feel more comfortable. It's not something that somebody learns overnight.
Well, if your best days are yet to come, if that's what you're implying, I'm going to be real excited to follow your career years from now, because I really do think that you're at the top of the league right now. Talking about rock stars again for a second, it seems like your character kind of takes a lot of inspiration from guys like Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say? Is he one of your favorite musicians of all time?
Absolutely. Jim Morrison, as a musician, The Doors, and the lyrics that the guy wrote, I thought were way ahead of time. And him, yeah, he's great. He's very inspirational. And I think rock stars in general are a cool type of person to look at and try to study.
I would agree with that.
A lot of their mentality is akin to what Charlie Sheen has been doing right now.
That's true, winning.
Why I think it's so popular. Like, Charlie Sheen comes out and says, like, I'm tired of pretending I'm not a pitching rock star from Mars.
Yeah.
Because I am. And I think people respond to that because it's refreshing to hear someone being honest. Because, I mean, look at that guy. He says he's special. Well, he is.
You're right.
I don't know anybody else that takes $2 million to film one episode of TV. I mean, so the stuff that he's saying has an air of truth to it, which I think is interesting.
That makes a lot of sense because, I mean, a lot of the rock star, the image of the rock star has kind of faded away. Guys like, I don't know, Axl Rose or Jim Morrison or Freddie Mercury or guys who could just completely, you know, throw a crowd off kilter. Now, Charlie Sheen's the only one doing it right now. He needs to release a rock album.
I heard he's going on some kind of tour. He needs to get his stuff together before he does anything.
That's true.
But in the meantime, it's interesting to hear him be open and honest. Like, anytime someone's being themselves, emphatically themselves, and they don't have a filter or think, oh, maybe I shouldn't say that, that's the stuff I want to hear.
No, I
and
think
that's exactly the same kind of stuff that we're going to say in Evansville. that the Miz can say, the Miz said on Conan last night that I just said about Laypool, the stuff that's true that I might not have should have said, I said anyway.
Right. But, sticking with music here for a second, what kind of modern music acts are you into? What do you listen to, you know, on the road or to get psyched up for a match or whatever you do? Who do you like on the modern scene?
Modern scene, I'm a fan of Kanye.
Oh, me too. Another guy who speaks his mind.
I dig the that Runaway song.
Oh, man, that song was epic. No, I agree with you completely. So, yeah, you're a Kanye fan. I did not see that coming.
It's a good sing-along song, especially because we're in cars a lot.
Uh-huh.
And so sometimes you go a little bit slap-happy, nothing to do except sing along the songs that everybody knows. And that's a real good one to get everybody in the car singing.
On a personal note, man, if you like that song, that album is sick. You should definitely pick up that album, man, if you get a chance.
I'll do that.
Okay, so the show is this Saturday night, Roberts Stadium. You've been to Roberts Stadium before. I've seen you wrestle out there.
Yes.
You're going to be taking on Dolph Ziggler. Next Sunday, of course, WrestleMania, teaming with Snooki. Anything else you feel like talking about before I let you go?
I tried to come up with a nickname for Vicky. Right now, I'm just going to go with the penultimate cougar.
Let's be honest, Dolph's a little out of her league, if you ask me.
Yeah, she's an overachiever. If you say it's what's on inside the count, Vicky's not really an overachiever. Because Dolph, sometimes I call him like the ultimate mimbo. He's really just going to talk about Chipotle and tanning. And that's really all there is to Dolph Ziggler. So I imagine Vicky kind of just sets him up on the couch like a trophy. Doesn't keep him around to talk to. But personally, I can't let that stand. I can't let Dolph sit around and take advantage of people, take shortcuts. And the guys that you said, like the Daniel Bryan, the Evan Bourne, the myself, working hard for opportunities while Dolph kind of just coasts by riding on Vicky Guerrero's fat coattails.
No, I think you're right. I sometimes question a lot of things about Dolph because after your last show, I think it was maybe July-ish. Last time you guys were in town, I was there. And me and a buddy went out to the show. Afterwards, we went out to the Texas Roadhouse. And we saw Dolph there with Christian. And Dolph was wearing this shirt that was the pinkest pink I have ever seen. And if you turn the lights off, the shirt would have just glowed in the dark. The shirt was just unendingly pink. He had the bleached hair with the I don't know if it's a fake tan or a real tan or whatever he's got going on, but he looked very, very questionable, if you ask me there, Morrison.
Exactly. And
so
say when we're on an international tour, everyone's waiting for their bags to come off the baggage thing. There's only two people in the company that have like this animal print, like metallic zebra bag. One is Rosa Mendez. And two is Dolph Ziggler.
Well, it matches his underwear.
Exactly.
Couple quick questions before we get you off the phone. Do you have a favorite match of all time that you've been a part of?
Me versus Rey Mysterio, September of 2009 for the Intercontinental Championship.
Okay.
I think that was in Cleveland, and it was one of those matches that it was good for me and good for Rey, and it was really coming into my own as a babyface, and I was worried that the fans were going to turn on me during the match, but what happened was they didn't turn on either of us. They liked me, they liked Ray, and the match was good enough that they really cheered for the match, which it felt good, and every time I watched back, I still really proud of that one.
What was the setting? Was that a SmackDown?
Yeah, that was a SmackDown.
Okay, cool. What about favorite match you haven't been a part of?
Oh, man, I would love to have a crack at the Undertaker streak. Too bad he's busy with Triple H.
No, I just mean like even from the 80s or whatever, just like your favorite match as a fan.
Oh, gotcha. It was that Bushwhackers match. No, I'm just kidding.
Man, I had Luke in here a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was wrestling around here not too long ago with a bunch of guys.
Man, my buddy's dad challenged him to an arm wrestling match at Toys R Us when I was 11 years old, and he turned him down, and ever since then, I kind of thought he was a chicken. Macho Man and Ricky Steamboat at WrestleMania 3 always, to me, holds up as one of the great matches.
That is one of the epic matches of all time. A lot of people say that match. What about your favorite guy to work with right now?
Man, it's hard to compare, but I feel like I had a really great string of matches against Sheamus. I love working The Miz, CM Punk, Dolph Ziggler, all those guys for different reasons. Some of them I like to just hit in the face, like Dolph and Miz. Punk is like playing a game of chess, and Sheamus for me is like, I just got a game of chess. He's the army tank, I'm the fighter jet, and I have to figure out where his weakness is and then exploit it without getting hit by one of his huge amp-hop-like fists.
Right, right. No, I remember a lot of those matches were really good, man. And when do you see yourself with, like, one of the world titles, one of the Raw or I know you've got the ECW world title before, but the Raw or SmackDown ones, I'm assuming, is one you'd like to really capture. Do you see that happening anytime soon? I predict in 2011 you will have one of those. What do you think?
I could agree with you more. I think so, too. Sometimes I just make stuff up, like, 3 months I'll be champ. but for this one, I'll say I don't know, but when I get the opportunity, I think that I will take advantage of it.
Very, very cool. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I really want to thank you and tell everyone one more time. Saturday night, Roberts Stadium. Tickets are still available. I will be there. I've got 2 tickets right here in my wallet and 2 tickets sitting next to me here that I want to give to caller number 6 right now at 888-454-KISS. And, John, thank you so much for chatting with us here on KISS FM, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. See you on Saturday.